The deputy secretary is accusing Sudan of pursuing a deliberate campaign of intimidation against aid workers in Darfur, and he is warning the Khartoum government that time is running out for it to halt violence in the region. The Bush administration last week was ready to impose a tough new set of economic sanctions against Sudan, but it withheld action to give UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon more time, a matter of weeks, to persuade Khartoum authorities to accept expanded international peacekeeping in Darfur. In a talk with reporters, Negroponte would not be more specific about a time frame for the process, but he suggested that the international community's patience with the current situation in Darfur is wearing thin.
Time is running out. The government of Sudan must disarm the Janjaweed militias, the Arab militias that we all know could not exist without the Sudanese government's active support, and all non-signatory rebel groups must cease their attacks, put down their arms, and come to the negotiating table.
Much of the violence in Darfur over the last 4 years is blamed on the Janjaweed, but local Darfur rebels who refused to sign a May 2006 Darfur peace agreement in Nigeria are also accused of attacks on civilians and aid workers. Negroponte said his meeting in Khartoum with Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir was not particularly encouraging, and that Sudanese officials have a history of reneging on stated Darfur commitments. The UN Secretary General asked for the delay on sanctions after President Bashir told him Sudan would accept the first phase of deployment of a planned 20,000-member United Nations and African Union peacekeeping force in Darfur. However, Negroponte, the former chief of U.S. National Intelligence, said he left Khartoum doubtful that Sudan will actually follow through.
It's been since August of last year that the UN Security Council resolution was passed mandating additional forces to the Darfur region, and here we are 8 months later still talking about the various modalities. So I came away from that meeting with a strong sense of skepticism as to whether they might fulfill their commitments.
Negroponte, who visited Darfur during his mission last week, said the number of displaced persons in the region, reported to exceed 2 million, has been increasing. He said conditions at camps for the displaced have stabilized, with malnutrition and mortality rates declining, but he said the situation is precarious and that it would not take much for things to deteriorate dramatically. Negroponte also visited Chad, which borders Darfur, to discuss spillover violence that has affected that country. He said in Libya he endorsed a plan by the Muammar Gaddafi government to convene a regional conference on Darfur at the end of this month that would try to bring holdout Darfur rebel groups into the 2006 peace framework. David Gullis, VOA News, the State Department.